Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 6:22. Partly sunny, 39 degrees today as we head into the weekend. Corned Beef and Chaos, of course, tomorrow. All details, WBAB.com. So, we have talked about in the past, since all of us have pets, how much would you pay to keep your pet alive? And, you know, where's your point where you're not going to pay more than $5,000, whatever the number is?
$600.
Well, Baltimore woman pays $19,000 for her 17-year-old cat's kidney transplant.
How old's the cat?
17.
That's dumb.
How much? 19 grand?
19 grand. Ask how much she makes per year.
How much does she make?
$45,000. So, 41% of her annual income went to the kidney transplant for her 17-year-old cat, Stanley.
How old is the woman? Like, does she have a whole stash? Like, she old enough to have a stash?
She's not rich. Not at all. Okay. She's 44. She earns $46,000 as a part-time member of the University of Baltimore's creative writing faculty. Her husband is a freelance journalist who stays at a stay-at-home dad who cares for their three-year-old twin sons. She says, I'm very frugal. I drive a used car and I wear clothing from consignment stores and I have no debt at all. The message I'd like to get across is that if you save your money carefully, you can spend $19,000 on something that moves you. Okay. Now, why does Stanley, the 17-year-old cat, move her? She says, Stanley is the only human cat.
It's got that rough tongue she likes.
Let me say that again. Stanley is the only human cat.
What?
I love all my cats. She has five others.
Of course.
Including the one she adopted who gave the kidney. But she says, I love all my cats.
Wait.
The one who gave the kidney to Stanley, she adopted that one as well. It's 2 years old. See? Kidney donation. So she took that cat on. I mean, that's nice.
Okay.
But she says, Stanley is the only human cat out of all her cats. I love all my cats, but Stanley is the only one who acts like a human being trapped in a cat's body. He's so vocal and communicative. He maintains eye contact better than any cat I've ever known. When I'm at work, he waits at the window or front door for me to come home just like a dog.
Okay, so now that you spent 19 grand on this cat kidney, how long is this 17-year-old cat expected to live?
She says, knowing Stanley as I do, I think he's one of those cats who could make it to age 25.
No.
He's a few months in. So far, so good. At 6 months, they'll be able to say his odds of long-term survival have improved dramatically. She's waiting for that day. It will happen at the end of May.
All right.
So for 19 grand, and so there's someone who said, you know, who will spend $19,000.
And there's not a veterinarian that'll be like, look, the cat's 17. Mm. There's not a veterinarian on the planet that's not going to take her 19 grand.
Well, her goal was to keep this cat alive because this cat is so much a part of her life. Stanley now lives.
Stanley, good luck.
$19,000. She's a better person than all four of us.
19 grand.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
He's 17.
Listen, I love
him. If he was younger, maybe.
I love my dog. Lemmy is the best dog I've ever had.
Yeah. You
better hope. Hey, Lemmy, if you're listening, you better hope your kidneys hold up.
He's home right now. He's got his earbuds in. He's listening.
Exactly. You heard me. You better hope those kidneys hold up.
6:25. She seems like a very nice lady. 2.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 6:29. Well, I was just telling the story about Betsy from Baltimore, who has a cat named Stanley. He's 17 and needed a kidney. She got a kidney transplant for $19,000 she paid for that. She makes $45,000 a year, so that is a commitment. And she has like five other cats. But Stanley, she says, is a human inside, trapped inside a cat's body. And so she had to save him because he's the most human of any cat she's ever owned. Hey, people are committed. It depends what you'll want to spend on your pets. But good morning, BAB. What's your story? Go ahead.
I've spent now, over the course of a couple of years, four Rottweilers on major diseases that they ended up having and have died. $32,000 in vet bills. I'm not talking about normal maintenance, like normal yearly checkups. This is when they got their cancers, when they got their other stuff. Rottweiler dystrophy.
Is this happening to Rottweilers all the time? How do you have four Rottweilers with major diseases?
I've switched to pit bulls ever because of that. Because Rottweilers are one of the unhealthiest breeds.
Oh,
because of that. What I have now is pet insurance. It covers 90% of
that's good.
Of the bill. So, like, I had one dog that ended up getting a fungal infection in his head.
It cost
like $7,000. I got back over $6,000 of that.
Oh, all right. So that's saving you financially. All right. You're a very kind man. So,
yeah, that's I highly recommend it. I tell all my friends, you got to get pet insurance.
Good luck with your pit bulls.
Oh, my
See you
God.
Later.
Jesus.
I mean, really, $32,000 on four dogs.
He's like the Black Widow of Rottweilers.
One with fungus in his head. Oh, my goodness. All right. Thanks for the stories.
I may have somebody check the house out.
Maybe.
You know?
Wow. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP.
I got my first real six string. Boy,
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 634. If you're just waking up, we're just talking about a very nice lady who in Baltimore who had a cat, 17-year-old Stanley, and replaced his kidney for $19,000.
Is it
and
wrong?
She's not rich.
Is it wrong that I'm kind of rooting against Stanley at this point?
Well, no, I'd root for Stanley. I mean, he doesn't know any better. She spent the money, and now he's doing okay, and they have to wait a few months to make sure he's out of long-term trouble.
Maybe that makes me a bad person, but at some point, like, she needs a smack in the face of reality.
Yeah.
Like, okay, don't do that again.
Yeah.
You make $46,000 a year.
Yeah.
You can't afford $19,000 on a kidney for a 17-year-old cat.
She had the money to do it. She's not worried about it. No debt, and she wears used clothes, and she's fine.
God bless.
Yeah, no, exactly. We had a guy who spent $32,000 on four dogs. I mean, there's people who will spend money on pets. Everybody has their limits, but, I mean, look at that. Maybe another great story. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, my dog sneezes or coughs. Put him down.
Oh, my God.
Throw him in a bag and right over the wall.
All right,
man.
Listen.
Oh, come on.
There's got to be some sort of in-between $30,000 and killing it for a cough.
Nah, it's not worth it, man. Just go out and get another one. They're a pain in the ass. They f*** all over the place. Nightmare.
Dad, is that you?
Why?
Dad?
Why would you even have a dog, then, if you think like that?
My girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, wanted a dog. I didn't want the dog. Then she broke up with me. She's like, I'm taking the dog to the vet. So I had a little bit of compassion. I said, no, I'll keep the dog. I kept the dog, and the dog's been nothing but trouble since. He's like 15 years old. I can't wait to put him down.
You're a horrible person.
You are.
Whatever, man.
Have a good week.
Goodbye. Well, all right. All different types of people.
Whatever,
man. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and it's only 6:30.
Yeah.
It's only 6:30.
Onward.
And upward. Well, at least onward.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about the upward part.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock.
Time Roger for a JP. Sing-along, everybody.
Yeah. Two point three WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It is 6:41, and we were just talking about the story of Lady Betsy in Baltimore, her 17-year-old cat Stanley. She paid $19,000 for a kidney transplant. That's very nice of her. She doesn't make that much money, but she feels he's very, very much the best cat ever. There's a human in there somewhere. He does a lot of human things, so. And a lot of people sympathize with her. A lot of people put a lot of money out for their pets. But then there was this guy who we talked to just a minute ago who said this little phrase right here.
Yeah, my dog sneezes or coughs, put him down.
So that's the total opposite of, attitude of what everybody else has had. This guy has not a lot of patience for the dogs. What a character. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just heard that guy. I almost crashed. the thing is, I'm a veterinary technician. The cat, it's already 17.
Yeah.
Its normal life expectancy, if you get a good cat, would be 18, maybe 18 and a half, 19.
Yeah.
The amount of money that she spent to save this animal, while noble on her part, us organs are going to start to fail.
I quote Betsy, we've already had a few really good weeks. He's really happy, and that alone is worth the price.
Well, God bless her, you know. I mean,
I know.
I would have strongly advised her against it.
Well, there's a human inside the cat. She thought the cat is part. He has a human inside the cat body. That's what she thinks.
Okay, so she has a lot of money, and she's not all up there. So,
okay,
right, whatever, man. Whatever floats your boat.
Now, that's what happened. That's it. In the end,
I've said it once. I've said it a million times. There's an ass for every chair.
Yeah, I mean, we have clients all the time, and their pets are much, 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 much younger. And then you tell them, do you really want to go in, you know, there's two balls here. Do you want to go into financial hock also?
Mm.
When other organs are going to fail, this is, you know, the natural progression of life. God bless them all, you know.
Yeah, but that's very reasonable for you to put it that way. That's the way to do it. All right, hey, thanks for the call. Well, there you go. Story of Stanley the cat and Betsy, who paid $19,000 for Stanley's replacement kidney at 17 years old.
There you go. The story of Stanley the cat. Cooter in Orlando.
Yeah, with all the with all the trimmings, including the guy who would throw it over a wall in a bag or whatever.
Shush.
6 foot. There's somewhere in between that guy and this lady.
Yeah, you would think.
That's where most of us fall, I would think. Yeah. 6:44. Let's see how the roads are doing, Ted.
Your BAB, Browns Ram Truck Center in Bedford, Long Island.
Final comment here. Because I mean, people are very passionate about pets. And Betsy in Baltimore with her human cat, Stanley. That's what she said. He acts very human. She replaced his kidney. He's a 17-year-old cat, as the vet tech said. You know, that's like 18, 18 and a half. She spent $19,000 on his replacement kidney. Very nice lady, but that's a lot of money to spend when you only make, you know, a little over double that a year anyway. But she had the money. She figured she would do it. And she saved Stanley the cat for $19,000. Most people wouldn't do it. Good morning, BAB. Your comment, please. Go ahead.
She makes $45,000 a year.
Yeah.
The husband sounds like a useless sack of What is she taking away from her human children?
She makes, you know, 45.
What are her kids doing without for a
right?
cat that's going to die?
He's freelance. They have twin sons, and they have six cats, and one they just paid $19,000 for. I mean, she said, though, they have no debt. They drive used cars, and they wear consignment store clothes, and that's what she wanted to spend the money
but
on.
But kids, here's what you're missing. In that crazy broad's head, that cat's human.
Yes.
Oh, no, I heard that part.
She's whacked.
When that cat dies, she's getting two more to replace it.
Hopefully the twins and the rest of the cats rise up and take her out. Take care,
hey,
man.
Thanks.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Well, what discussion, especially of this length and depth, about a cat would be remiss without playing a Stephen Lynch song, wouldn't we?
We haven't played Stephen Lynch in a long time, but this one just happens to be a little apropos.
Years ago in the studio with us, this is Stephen Lynch on BAB.
The game of life makes you feel like quitting. It helps a lot if you kill a kitten. Mark my words, 'cause from where I'm sitting, you can't go wrong if you kill a kitten. There's no crime that you'll be committing. I know the law, you can kill a kitten. And if you need yarn for that scarf you're knitting, you'll get plenty when you kill a kitten. Feed it turpentine or break its spine, crush it with your shoe.
No animals were harmed in the writing of this song.
As long as you kill a kitten. Kill a kitten.
Uh-huh.
If the one you love isn't quite as smitten, she'll like you better when you kill a kitten. And I quote the Bible, 'cause that's where it's written. If ye loveth Jesus, ye must kill a kitten.
So ridiculous.
Flush him down the can. Hit him with your van. Drown him in a lake. Bake a kitty cake. Throw him at a train. Make him snort cocaine. Stick some TNT up his cat booty. Do what you must do, as long as you kill a kitten.
You get the idea.
Stephen Lynch. Yeah. So how long do you think our meeting's going to be today? Yeah. All right, listen, everybody,
that's a good one.
Lighten up. Yeah. There's a song Stephen did in the studio with us for, like, God knows, probably 10, 12 years ago.
Yes. And as you said, no cats harmed in the making of the song.
Exactly. So before you go writing letters or coming to the station and bitching and moaning, stop.
No, I think people understand. He writes, you know, ridiculous to the extreme songs.
Listen, you're telling me. I get it.
I like that one. The other one where he gets caught whacking it. That's another good one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one in the Halloween song where he's singing about the guy who's got the tongue in the stew. He'd love to be able to feed him the stew, but he can't because he's got no tongue. I love that one, too.
Guys, Ted Linder, big fan of Stephen Lynch.
He disappeared, man. He was, he was on fire, and he was doing theaters all over the place, and then all of a sudden he did Broadway. He did...
Well, he's married. Maybe he went on, you know, and then had kids and went on to be like a normal guy.
He did The Wedding Singer on Broadway.
Yeah.
And then it's like I can't even... I would love to go see him again because last time I saw him, he killed it, man. Yeah. He's hysterical.
He's always good. Stephen Lynch, 6:58.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.